From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jack Kosowski. Missouri lawmakers are set to pass a stripped-down budget for the upcoming fiscal year. They face difficult choices due to a steep drop in revenues caused by the havoc that COVID-19 has wreaked on the economy. The final version spares the public K-12 schools and colleges and universities from major cuts, but four-year colleges face a 10% cut in state funding if Missouri does not get enough federal aid. Lawmakers have close to $160 million from state agencies' core budgets. Today is the deadline to pass the budget. A Missouri House panel has dismissed a sexual harassment complaint against a state lawmaker after an investigation that spanned several months. Minutes of the House Ethics Committee obtained today by the Associated Press through an open records request show the complaint was dismissed last week. The minutes do not name the accused lawmaker nor describe the allegations. The complaint was referred to the committee in late December and is confidential under House rules. SECPET documents show an investigation of the complaint by a St. Louis law firm cost the House more than $7,500. A committee has been formed by MU to address programs that should be modified, consolidated, suspended, or discontinued. The Program Audit and Restructuring Committee will address MU's budget woes as a result of COVID-19. According to Missourian, the committee will have 9 members. The committee will be working for the next few months with the purpose of improving education quality while balancing financial challenges. MU's interim chancellor, Moon Choi, will make the final decisions on what happens to programs based on what is compiled by the committee. A legislative probe into a rollout of Missouri's medical marijuana program has expanded into Governor Mike Parson's office. The Kansas City Star reports a House panel is seeking records involving the governor's deputy chief of staff, chief operating officer, and a longtime advisor to the governor who has been under FBI scrutiny. The Missouri House Special Committee on Government Oversight yesterday sent a letter to the Department of Health and Senior Services demanding records of interactions with industry insiders and details on how key decisions were made. With the recent reopenings of businesses and stores during the era of social distancing, many small business owners are struggling to get emergency loans they need from the Small Business Administration. Brad Jones is the state director of the National Federation of Independent Business in Missouri. He says many organizations that provide emergency business loans aren't able to keep up with the demand.
Never did they ever dream that they would have as many loans in the last 3 or 4 months as they probably have done in the last 10 years. So, you know, there's been some infrastructure issues, and I know have been frustrating for small business owners.
The NFIB says that only around 61% of loan applicants have received the money, which usually helps business owners with living expenses or the costs of restarting operations under new state safety guidelines. I'm Jack Kosowski, KBI News, Columbia.